Hi, and welcome to this tip demo of a question that I get asked a lot about at Vision Australia, and that's in respect to how to force quit apps, particularly on the Mac, the Apple Watch, the iPhone / iPod Touch / iPad, and of course the Apple TV, so basically all the four product lines from Apple. So what I thought I'd do is invite you virtually into the corner of my study called the Apple Corner. And I'm currently sitting here surrounded, so to speak, by my Mac. Of course, I'm wearing my Apple Watch, the Apple TV, and my iPad. Now, what I'm going to do with the iPad, just for folks that may have an iPad or an iPhone that doesn't have a home button, I'm actually going to pretend that the iPad is my iPhone because it's basically the same thing, but I want to show you how to get to the app switch in particular by using the home button or using what I still call the iPhone 10 style gestures for voiceover, which of course is the one finger drag up from the bottom or the top. And by the way, you might hear the rain outside falling on the skylight outside on the outdoor entertainment area, so it's actually a very relaxing sound. I should record it one day. All right, so with the Mac, to force quit any application on the Mac, you do Option, Command, plus the Escape key. And of course, the Option and Command keys are the keys immediately to the left of your space bar. So I'm going to do that now. Option, Command, Escape.
Authentication. Force quit applications. System dialog. Force quit applications. If an app doesn't respond for a while, select its name and click Relaunch. You can open this window by pressing Command, Option, Escape. Table. Finder selected.
I've specifically selected different voices to make it a bit more random. In actuality, I have the same voice running on all my devices, which is normally just Karen for Australia, because I'm so used to hearing her via Siri originally. Let me press the up arrow key.
Twitterific.
So that's Twitterific.
Text edit.
Splice, which is actually one of my son's programs.
Safari.
News.
Messages.
Mail.
Google Chrome.
App Store. And that's it. So let me come down.
Google Mail. Messages. News. Safari.
And of course, I was just using my dinner. Let's get rid of Splice, because this is actually the old machine that my son was doing all his music synthesizer composing on. So I'm just going to press the Tab key.
Leaving table. Entering Force Quit Application System Dialog. Force Quit. Default button.
And I'm going to press the Enter key.
Authentic. Do you want to force Splice to quit? You will lose any unsaved changes.
Do you want to force Splice to quit? You will lose any unsaved changes. Pressing the Tab key.
Cancel button. Force quit. Default button.
And force quit is the default button. On some dialog boxes, I just don't like pressing the Enter key, assuming that I'm on a particular default button. It just makes me nervous. All right, pressing Enter.
Table. No selection.
All right, let's just
App Store.
Go down.
Google Chrome. Mail. Messages. News. Safari. Text edit. Twitterific. Finder.
Yep, all gone. So there we go. And of course, when you're finished, you just press the Escape key.
Finder, Applications, Window.
All right, so that's the Mac. Let me next turn to the Apple TV.
Over the Grand Ogue Oriental, heading towards the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh, lovely. That's one of the screensavers for the Apple TV. So I'm going to press my Home button.
App Store, Row 1, Column 2, Top Shelf Content Available.
And this is the Australian Siri voice, Tyler, I believe is his name. I could be wrong about that. Let me go to the app switcher on the Apple TV, which, of course, on the Siri remote, you press the Home button twice. And the Home button on the Siri remote is the button directly above your volume up and down button. Home button twice, 1, 2.
Home button, 31 of 31.
If I flick to the right.
Settings button, 30 of 31. Music button, 29 of 31. App Store button, 27 of 31. Calm button, 25 of 31.
Okay, let me get rid of Calm.
Actions available.
So it says actions available. So if I flick up.
Closing Calm, NASA button, 24 of 30.
Okay, that's Calm close.
Actions available.
Flick up again.
Closing NASA, YouTube button, 23 of 29.
So YouTube's fine. Flicking
actions
to the right.
Available. Carrot Weather button, 21 of 29.
And I left Carrot Weather running.
DTNS TV button,
that's
20
DTS
of 29.
DTNS TV.
Action 7 Plus button, 19
plus.
Of 29. ABC iView button, 18 of 29. Angerjet button, 16 of 29. Zombies button, 15 of 29.
Actually, I can't even play that, so I'm going to flick
available.
Up.
Closing Zombies, Slots Racer, button, 14 of 28.
Close that one.
Closing Slots Racer, 9 now, button, 13 of 27.
Flicking to the right.
Demolition Derby Crash Racing,
and
button,
flick 12 up.
Of 20. Closing Demolition Derby
anyway,
Crash Racing,
I'll,
healing 3, button, 11 of 26.
I haven't got much to go, but I will leave it. I'll do my own tidying up later when I'm not doing a podcast for you. All right. So, of course, I'm just going to press my home button to come out of there.
Home, button, 26 of 26. App Store, row 1. Column 2, top shelf content available.
Let's go and do the iPad. So on the iPad, and I've got my iPad Pro here, the original iPad Pro 12.9 inch, so this has still got the home button on it. But the nice thing about the iPad is that I've still got the VoiceOver 10 style gestures plus the home button, which is really, really handy on an iPad. We can be very flexible and pretend that the home button is going to be my iPhone SE, or my iPhone 8 for that matter, with the home button, and also my iPod Touch, and then the VoiceOver iPhone 10 style gestures, of course, are going to be the other iPads that have not got a home button, and of course the iPhone 10 and above that doesn't have a home button. All right, let me do the iPhone 10 style gestures first. So I'm going to start from the bottom of my screen. We're going to hear a beep, click. There it is. Top one.
App switcher. Music.
There's our app active. Switcher. Okay, let me just
actions
flick to the
available.
Left.
Settings. Safari. Facebook. App Store. News.
Actually.
Active. Apps. Facebook.
Yeah, that's going.
Actions available.
All right, now, just a matter of note, you can actually do a three-finger flick up.
Mail.
And it closes anyway, all right?
Actions
so you don't have
available.
To actually use your rotor. So flicking to the left.
TV. Clock. Messages. Books. Calendar. Audible. Valleyland code 1. Say hello.
Yeah, I can close that better down code 1 there for the moment. So I flick up.
Close Valleyland code 1.
I can double tap
say
on that.
Say hello. Close notes. Safari.
So there's
favorites.
Notes. Now, I just want to show you something.
Safari. Zoom. Photos. Procreate.
Whoops.
Photos.
Close down photos. All right.
Close photos.
So as you can tell, the action is currently close photos because I'm still on the active action item, which was closed. So if I just double tap rather than doing anything else, flicking up, for example,
files.
It's closed
current
it.
Action.
I double tap again.
Close overcast.
Close
current
that one.
Action. Slides.
All I'm doing
current
is
action.
Double tapping now
Google
because
Home.
The action setting
action.
Is
close Google Home.
Current action is closed.
YouTube Music.
So you can really
active
get up
procreate.
Some nice speed.
Leg.
If I flick down.
Activate.
There's
default.
The activate button. So now if I flick to the left, have a listen.
YouTube Music. Actions available. Play music. Actions available.
Okay, so now we don't hear anything about closing. If I flick up to close.
Close YouTube Music.
And then flick to the right to go back to the previous one.
Leg. Current action. Close leg.
Now it's telling me that the current action
actions
is closed
available.
Leg. So you've just got to pay a little bit of attention because the active item won't speak as in activating the app. Whereas, I guess, just to warn you with the close one, that'll tell you that you're actually closing the application, all right? So that's that way to do it. Let me do the home function properly on the screen, going from the bottom of my screen.
FaceTime.
All right, so now we're pretending that we're using a iOS device with a home button. So I'm going to press my home button, 1, 2.
New app switcher, music, active.
Okay, so music's
actions
active.
Available. Settings.
And literally, it's the
actions
same
available.
Way now that we were doing it previously. The only difference is rather than doing the iPhone 10 style gesture from the bottom of the screen and then waiting for the third beep, because remember the first one initiates the function, the first bleep is the home, and the second bleep, of course, coming up from the bottom is the app switcher. And literally, it's just the same. So if I flick up,
close settings.
There's closed settings. So I flick down,
activate,
go back to activate.
Default.
Or if I do, let
Safari,
me just
close Facebook.com and one other tab,
close Safari,
Twitter, actions available.
I can do a three-finger flick up,
close mail,
and I'll close that one.
Actions available.
Now, because I didn't use the actions menu, it's still on activate. If I double tap now, it'll actually open that. If I flick up,
close mail.
And now I flick to the left, have
TV,
a listen again.
Current action. Close TV.
Okay, we're back to the
actions
default
available.
Action being closed. So if I double tap.
Close calendar. This week. Current action. Close calendar.
Double tap.
This week. Audible. Current action. Close audible.
Okay, now I flick back down. Back
activate.
To activate. Flicking to the left.
Spotify. Playgrounds. Play movies. Notes. Play Movies.
Let me close down Play Movies because I'm only using that for demoing at the moment. So, three finger flick up.
Close Chrome. Actions available.
Okay, and again, we don't hear anything about close because the default action is still open. Flick up.
Close Chrome.
And there's close, all right? So, flip back down.
Activate. And default.
We're back to the default action, which is activate item. So, I'm pressing the home button to come out.
FaceTime.
So there you go. And if it wasn't obvious, the voice I was using on the iPad was Australian Karen. Now let's do the interesting one, which I've actually left to last, which of course is the Apple Watch. So the way the Apple Watch works is if I just wake up my watch.
1933.
I'm just going to go with the last Apple I used by just pressing the digital crown twice.
Completed.
And this app is actually the Cricket Australia app. The trick with force quitting apps on your Apple Watch is that you have to be in the app to force quit it. Let me just wake up my watch again.
Completed.
The crown.
Heading.
All right, so to force quit the Cricket Australia app, I'm going to hold in my side button to bring up the power off screen, etc.
Cancel button.
Okay, and just to remind you what the screen is, you've got cancel, flicking to the right.
Power off.
Power
button.
Off.
Medical ID.
Medical
button.
ID.
Emergency SOS.
And
button.
Emergency SOS. What I'm going to do now is hold in the digital crown.
Watch face. 1934.
Okay, and I've gone back to the watch face and I force quit the Cricket Australia app. The app that does go a bit screw with sometimes and I do have to force quit, and that's one of the default apps on the Apple Watch, is actually the workout app. If I do multiple routines in a row, the workout app sometimes goes a bit wonky after I've probably done about 8 sub-routines and just adding each work routine on. So sometimes I do have to force quit it. So let me just use Siri to open up workout. I'm just going to hold on the digital crown to bring up Siri. Rather than annoying you and saying, "Hey Siri, open workout."
Work heading.
Just make sure
boxing.
I'm in it.
Boxing, yep, 0,
there we go.
6, button.
All right, so
actions
boxing,
available.
I last did that for 6 minutes, apparently, very nicely. All right, so holding in side button.
Cancel button.
Okay, and by the way, when you press it in, not only does it say cancel button, you also get a very good strong vibration on the actual Apple Watch itself. Now I can press in the digital crown.
Watch face.
And I'm back to the watch face. Okay, so there we go. That's how to force quit an app on the Apple Watch. And just in case you were wondering, the speech I was using on the Apple Watch was Samantha, or I just basically just say Sam, the US voice. So that's how to force quit apps on all of the 4 main product lines from Apple, Mac, Apple TV, iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and of course the Apple Watch. So I hope you've enjoyed this demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.